Blog Talk Radio.
Read the messages, you know I was on the way.
I was in Rob. 7 o'clock was my date. So let me in particular tell y'all that this is not going to be an average show, but it's sponsored by the state of Texas, State Fair of Texas, and the ALWE, Al Wash Enterprises. And Lord have mercy, we're going to have some fun talking about y'all tonight. I hope y'all got your 40 ounces by your side and having all the fun you want to have. Because guess what? I'm finna rain on y'all for real. Yeah. Oh, man. Don't have no kind of idea. I was talking to a young lady just a little earlier about some of the things that she wants and some of the things that she would like to try to acquire before she, you know, gets too old. And, you know, sometimes when you first meet somebody, you can see a true diligence in their persona. I know I took you all to the dictionary then, a little taste, but follow me, a little taste, follow me. You know, like even when you're out there on them streets and you're playing and you're hustling and you're carrying on, you know what I'm saying? I really don't know whether I believe in karma or what, but I do believe in my instincts, you know. I lived by my instinct for so long, over 60-some years, where I can say that gratification was a reputation that I had all the time, because I got what I felt like, and I felt like what I got. And, you know, so I learned a lot from just believing in my instincts, you know. To thine own self be true. Yeah. Well, just so happens my son introduced me to this young lady. Y'all know he's blind, legally blind, supposedly. I think the boy got better vision than I ever had, so, you know. Yeah. I ain't just bull calling. I think he can spot muddy water, fish in muddy deep water, you know. The mud brims and stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, okay then. But with all of that being said, he introduced me to this young lady, and she's his equipment person. And as I heard her talk, you know, you wouldn't have recognized the voice that came out with what you were actually looking at. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been like, golly, something strange. But it was true. And so she was telling me at that time what she was attempting to do. She was working two jobs and this here and that there and just trying to make a living, you know, make a decent living. And so I got to inquiring, well, how you going to do that? Everybody in America trying to do that, you know. So what you going to do? And she got to tell me what she did. She said, well, I do this, I do that, I do that. And, yes, I'm qualified to do so-and-so, so-and-so, I do. Yeah, and I do that, and I do that. And I just try to find me some work in all those areas. I said, Lord, I'm missing that sound. But I remember way back in the day when I did some of everything from time to time. You know, I didn't tell people that I liked driving or nothing like that, but I drove illegally and legally. Well, not hardly legally, but illegally most of the time for a wine company. And I did hot shots in the van and everything without license. Company knew I didn't have license, but they needed hot shots delivered. So I did that. You know, I would be standing in the warehouse, and the warehouse would be almost empty. And they'd get a call and say, hey, they are out of wine over in Fort Worth, anywhere. They'd call Billy. Hey, Parnell, come on over here. They right, man. They out of wine over there, so-and-so. You got to take 20 cases of wine and put it on the truck and take it over there. I said, well, boss, y'all know I ain't got no license, you know, and I'm scared to drive like bat out of hell and all of that stuff. So y'all going to send somebody with me and kill? Yeah, well, you know, we got something. We got you a rider, you know. And I was saying to myself, well, how come you got me a rider and can't let me be the rider and them be the driver? You know, I ain't got no license. At least they got license. But I didn't say all of that, you know, because they had faith in me. And just like my instincts have always done, I took the rider with me that they had chosen and went on my merry way. Because I knew if I got a ticket, they was going to pay for it because they knew I didn't have no license. So that's what I did. And that's similar to what she was saying she did. She did, you know. So I said, well, yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, in excess of me having to pay through my nose, what would you charge me to take me from here to $5? She said, I wouldn't charge you much, about $15 or $20. And I said, I like that. So that's what I'm working with now. I'm trying to work and get people I can identify with, relate to, and trust like hell. Because I don't micromanage nothing that I'm in charge of, because the person that I deem necessary to make it work would have to do that to themselves. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand where I'm coming from, but let me tell you. why would I hire you to take care of so-and-so, be it my computer, my bank account, or whatever, if I didn't trust you? If I didn't think you were qualified to handle the job. So that's where my instincts move in. Not your credibility, but your believability. You know, seeing you, talking to you, seeing where you're really going and where you really want to be and all of that, I put it all in the same cup to stir it all up. And whatever comes out, that's what I do. So, with that being said, y'all have to remember now, this is a question. This is not no statement of fact or nothing like that. It's just a question. If the State Fair of Texas is indeed a revenue generator, what's the problem? Instead of going in trying to help them generate some more revenue where you get people going back to work and doing different things and going over in Fair Park and generating new ideas and revolutions and stuff like that, what's the problem? You know, let me ask this. Does Disneyland go year-round? What about Coney Island? Well, if not, then let us be the first ones to do so. You know what I'm saying? For years, I've been hearing, how come the Fair Park don't go year-round, you know? Just charge year-round. Might not charge but $1, $2, whatever. You know, get back down to the basics. Whatever type of facilities that are put it there, stuff out there that they got sitting up all winter and stuff inchy high. You know what I'm saying? And then you get some of those that can't run in the wintertime when it's snow and stuff like that. Those are days you just close down like you do school. Shit. Excuse my friends. I didn't get it all out there either. It sounded like a sneeze to me. But I kind of get you seeing what I'm talking about. You know, if the facility cannot operate in the dead of winter, like with the snow out there and all of that there, close down for them days. You close down post offices. You close down. Yeah. I'm just giving you a small tidbit of information, remember? Because this started off with a question. Yeah. Now I'm going to ask it again. But I'm going to ask it without the if on there. The State Fair is a revenue generator. What's to stop it from generating all them other days when they, when the machines are sitting up somewhere in a box and all of that there? You make, you generate money every day that you can open up. And then, you know, you got the facilities up with the food and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to be some days that they miss, not, but probably if they advertise, they get somebody come from all over the city. You know, ain't no telling. Cause I know I'll travel quite a few miles for some tamales right along now. And I'm trying to think what I'm going to have tonight. I ate pizza for lunch today, and I'm still hungry. Y'all know what pizza does to an old man. Don't do nothing. But, you know, think about it. Drum up on it and ask yourself some of these questions. So, in fact, we like being first anyhow. This would generate more jobs, more revenue, and other avenues or ideas in which to regrow $5. So we need to take this plan or something a little more strategically planned and submit it to the city of Dallas, to the State Fair of Texas, just to the world. There's investors that want to put in on something like that. Y'all don't hear me. Then, you know, you can cut out the days that you don't want to open up or shouldn't open up because of snow, rain, or thunderstorm, whatever, and go on about your merry business, you know. Tonight's show starts at 7 o'clock. Y'all knew I was on, y'all. I was here. Where was y'all at? So call in to 1-323-870-3963 with your thoughts and opinions. Next week, we need to take a poll. One day next week, after I see how to do this, y'all know I'm backwards dude. I'm going to tell y'all about it first. We're going to take a poll. It's like a straw poll because the number of people that listen to the radio that week and vote. And we're going to set up some kind of way. And I might even do it on Google. I think I will. Y'all don't hear me. Oh, man, y'all, I'm just gangbuster time now. Because, yeah, all I got to do is word it properly and get it on out there. And by next week, y'all, I'm telling you, Ask Uncle Billy going to be jumping. Speaking of Yo-Yo going to be jumping. And hopefully quite a few other shows. So we just want to hear what you got to say. And Coach Moppet, I spoke with her yesterday. She'll be back on track. On the wind. I can't put my muscles out there enough, I guess, to attract a big enough crowd. But we're going to try to have full slate in a couple of weeks, y'all. It's something y'all can listen to all day long or do what you want to do. So with that being said, let me go back here and see if I can find this super influential guy that I was thinking about just a little earlier. I am not going to pick out nothing. I'm going to let him pick it himself.
Georgia, I said, Georgia.
That's the way kids do. That's the way children do. That's the way people that ain't seen you in a long time do. So he's all of that in a bag of chips, y'all. So you know, whatever he asks for, daddy gonna try to get. So I hope y'all listening. You know, even if he just wants the freedom, daddy gonna try to get that too. So just keep doing what you're doing. So here I come. Well, I'm gonna try this here. I'm gonna try this here just to see if I'm stable enough to get started on some mess that I heard Ray sing a long, long time ago. But yeah, y'all gonna love this, and y'all gonna.
About that. But I struggled to my feet, and I, yeah, just managed it.
can you not like that? Lord, let's put you back into what the real deal is all about, y'all. See, we keep letting small things detour us from success and the real goals that we have. And see, what we have got to stop doing is falling for the okie doke and changing our minds, changing our dreams, changing our thoughts about all the things that we want and all the different ways we go try to go get it and all of that there. What you got to do is you got to start putting your pedal to the metal and going about your business. Remember this, and I think I told you all about that in this way a long time ago. But you know what he said, everybody's business ain't nobody's business. If we all trying to work on the same thing, 9 million of us trying to work, how are we going to split it up? See what I'm talking about? Sooner or later, you got to learn to go your own way, do what you do best, and make the best out of your life and your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren alive as you possibly can. You know, it's all right to follow the crowd sometimes when it's a mission like that. But as far as livelihood and splitting up stuff, you can't split up $4 million or $5 million 9 million ways. You know what I'm talking about? This don't add up. I ain't gonna rip $2 out of it. Shit. Man, I don't think I want none of that, you know? Y'all gonna hear me. But, you know, you got to think about it. Sooner or later, your ideas will come to fruition if you're thinking about it enough. But if you don't think about nothing else but watching the football game, watching the baseball game, and watching TV, then that's all you're going to be worth when you die. Let's keep it real now. Let's keep it real. I'm on this train, and God dog me, if somebody don't pull the whistle, I just got to tell everything I know. I'm just like a broke refrigerator. I can't hold a thing. And now that you've asked, Uncle Billy will tell. Because I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this question. And why are you still broke, Uncle Bill? Uncle Bill is still broke because Uncle Bill had just about lost the will of win. Had a couple of winning situations and other people's I let other people process my thoughts for me by taking me off of what I was doing and putting me in another game. And that don't work, y'all. You can't keep doing somebody else's stuff and thinking you winning. That ain't for you. That it wasn't about you. And you didn't even like doing it. But you were doing it because it pleased somebody else. That don't work. That don't work. You have them happy and you be miserable? No, that don't work. So Uncle Billy's back in his game. He's back in his arena. And guess what? We gonna rock it, y'all. We gonna rock it. Because that's what it's all about. Getting up off. What that song said, get up off of that thing. Makes you do better. We got to do what we do, y'all. And you can't keep getting them hammers and nails out them drawers and you need a typewriter to work. What you doing with them hammers and nails and wire pliers and stuff? You need a computer. You need a desktop. You need a laptop. Yeah, you know, that don't work. You're trying to work like somebody else, but your mind is on something else. You know? Yeah, that's another song, y'all. That's another song. Y'all do know I am the host. So I'm allowed to do that. You know, I'm just trying to get some guidelines, some rules to go by, y'all. Because look like all the ones you were taught don't work. You know, stay in your own lane, to each his own. Dance with the one that brung you. All of that, all of those were rules of the game. And I had to tell a young lady last week and week before last, because she questioned my honor, so to speak. And what I was just trying to explain to her, Miss Lady, I live by a code. And the code that I live by prohibits me from putting you in check the way you need to be in check. That's the reason we don't talk. That's the reason we don't have a dialogue going all the time. We're on two different airplanes going two different directions. And once we try to create unnecessary dialogue, it's going to get us in a whole lot of trouble. So I'm going to stay on my damn plane. I don't think she really understood it. That was the week before that. Last week, I just had to get a little more point blank. Miss Lady, I don't like what you talk about because your discussions is based exactly upon what you want or what you need and nobody else. She caught on that time. She stopped talking to me about unnecessary stuff that didn't move me, didn't bother me, or anything like that. But she started talking about what I like to talk about. Well, then she got a little deep. She said, well, how you do that? How you going to do that? How you? Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, now you're getting nosy. Your curiosity is dwindling, but you're getting nosy. See, it's a big difference between curiosity and nosiness. Nosiness, you just want to mess something up because it ain't yours. So, you know, sooner or later, the ties got to be cut, and, you know, you let that little baby bird go on off to its flight. You know, so y'all don't know how hard it is to be in the middle of a championship game and you have to keep stopping because of annoying noises and stuff like that. Oh, y'all done seen them chess players get up and leave. Y'all done seen golfers turn around and walk off the course. You see what I'm saying? Well, it's the same thing that and meditating. You know, you sitting up meditating, playing your little solitaire and stuff, and then you hearing this unnecessary noises, and hey man, it's frightening sometimes. So, with that all being said, you need to get in your own lane, you need to stay in your own lane, and you need to do what you like doing, what you do best. I had a conversation with my brother last night, and he was saying how he don't like to do two or three things in the same day, and he just don't know people be calling him, and he has to do. I said, well, hell, who's paying you? Well, me, that's not it. Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. If they are not paying you, how are they controlling you? What stopped you from saying no? You know, that's not enough. I just can't do it, you know. And all those, after I got to ask the questions, he got a headache. He said, I'm finna go, man. Because he didn't want to answer the questions. He wanted to stay in his own lane, but when he was told how to do it, he found out that he really didn't want to do it. Yeah, and y'all been there, y'all got children, y'all understand it. You know what, you want them to live a better life. But they can't live a better life if your ass is dead. Y'all don't hear me. But you got to kind of understand. If worrying and turmoil will kill you, it's called stress-related death. Ask any doctor about it. It's a home health doctor, general practitioner, and they will tell you the same thing that Dr. Bill is telling you. Stress-related death is normal because there's a lot of fools out there that won't get that stress off by saying, no, hell no, I'm not going to do that. Headaches will leave and everything, yeah. and they will get in so much better shape because, look, they've let that stress off. All of that pent up, hold me back, hold me back. I might say something I don't want to hear. Well, yeah, you might finally say something somebody else don't want to hear. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Y'all getting me. But then, you know, until you get that mold, I'm not doing it. I ain't getting paid to do it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the best person to do it, no how. Because right now I got a headache. As soon as you say that, your headache stops. And you start feeling better. And you feel more strength coming in. And you say, and don't even call me next week. Because I'll be on vacation. Lord have mercy, y'all in here, man. Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. If you don't start doing it, how is coming to your funeral going to help somebody? Yeah. Think about it. And while you thinking about it, I'm going to play another Ray, I believe. Oh, no, this man here blows my mind. He played that. Oh, man. Yeah. Is it nighttime here yet, y'all? Is it nighttime here? I loved this song even when I was young. Y'all don't hear me?
Thank you.
brought back memories like a big dog there, y'all. I ain't never heard this one, but I ain't gonna start now. Let's hold off for a minute. I ain't getting off into that, Miss Mary Ann Fisher. Oh man, I'm gonna hear some of it in a minute though. Lord, have mercy. The songs I see up on there. It's getting better and better, y'all, because Lord have mercy. The things man has to go through, just be with the one he loves. And guess what? Guess what? We gonna got dog meat. Yeah, let's take that off too. We're gonna start at the top and we ain't going nowhere till I hear this. But right now we're gonna start with that's the wrong phrase right there. Oh man, I see some of this right here. Well, I tell y'all what, when it don't work for you, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna let Jesus work it out, y'all. I'm gonna whoop the queen for this 15, because this is the last song I'm playing tonight. I'm out of here. And I was just gonna first one, but Lord have mercy, Lord trying to tell me something, y'all. I'm gonna stay with it. you hear them like that, it makes you guys know me want to stand up and do something. Now, you know, I got, well, how many more suckers I got? God, dog, I got a little more than 2 minutes. Y'all, I got to go back in. I got 2 minutes. And I know y'all want to say, where's your faith? No, I'm not going to pay that. I'm just going to try something else, try something different, and just do. Because I know I can't make it by myself. No. Let's pray Jesus. Okay? Jesus, let Jesus work it out, y'all. Let Jesus work it out.
Tell your neighbor, Jesus can work it out. He's getting ready.